Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, claims paramedics could not cross the border to provide assistance in the Creaslaw explosion due to visa issues have been refuted. Over 4,500 people were admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital this year without a bed. The Health Minister's failure to turn up in the Dáil to hear concerns over the crisis at the hospital for the second time has been described as showing the utmost disrespect for the people of Donegal. And the parent of a child who was allegedly approached suspiciously by an older man in Strabane last week is urging other parents to be extra careful. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news though, claims paramedics could not cross the border to provide assistance in the aftermath of the Creaslaw explosion due to visa issues have been refuted. Fine Gael Senator Eimear Curry claimed at a meeting of the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly that some Derry-based crews could not attend as some paramedics did not have the necessary visas. Northern Ireland Ambulance Service Medical Director Dr Nigel Ruddle has confirmed that in fact they did respond immediately. He says the claims are upsetting.
We were made aware of these media reports about the response to Creaslaw on the 7th of October and this suggestion that some of our crews were unable to respond due to visa issues. We would like to put on record that our response to Creaslaw was not affected in any way due to border or visa issues. No NIA staff were prevented from crossing the border for any reason. And to be honest, we're deeply concerned at any reports suggesting this because those comments will be deeply upsetting to the victims and families who were and still are affected by this tragedy.
And I think that's a very fair comment, Doctor, but also I think it does a disservice to the spirit of the response to that crisis, the cross-border nature of it, the fact that all gloves were off, it was all hands on deck.
You've described it very well there. I can remember the phone call coming in and returning to our control room when this was unfolding. We immediately dispatched a range of resources, including our air ambulance, our helicopter team on board, our specialist, what we call our hazardous area response team, ambulance officers, paramedics, emergency technicians, and even some of our non-emergency transport crews to assist our colleagues in the National Ambulance Service. And in fact, later on that evening, we sent further crews as they came on for night shift to relieve the crews who had already been responding. And we were on scene well into the weekend to assist with the rescue and recovery efforts.
Over 4,500 people were admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital without a bed this year. According to latest figures from the INMO, of the 4,571 people without a bed, 1,785 patients had to wait in the emergency department, while 2,786 were waiting on a bed in wards elsewhere in the hospital. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says it's shocking the necessary measures have not been taken by the HSE and individual hospital groups to alleviate overcrowding. 101,240 people across the country have been without a bed at hospitals so far in 2023. Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the INMO, says safe staffing underpinned by legislation is urgently required in order to protect patients. She adds that behind the trolley figures every day are extremely vulnerable patients being treated in undignified and dangerous conditions. Well, the Health Minister's failure to turn up in the Dáil to hear concerns over the crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital for the second time has been described as showing the utmost disrespect for the people of Donegal. Deputies Padraig McLaughlin and Pierce Doherty were due to raise the need for an external review of the hospital last night during topical issues. Deputy McLaughlin, speaking in the Dáil, says Minister Stephen Donnelly is well aware of the serious nature of the need to visit Letterkenny University Hospital.
That myself and Deputy Doherty were here last Tuesday and there was no notification given that the Minister himself would not be present. We asked that the matter be deferred. That's a whole week. We would have fully expected the Minister for Health to be here. He's very aware of the crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital. He knows that 78 GPs have co-signed a letter. He knows that 11 consultants have co-signed a letter. He knows that they've asked him to come to Donegal urgently to meet them. These are frontline health professionals. He hasn't indicated he's coming to Donegal. I think he said something today about in due course he would come to Donegal. He can't even come into the Dáil chamber. I just think it's the utmost disrespect being shown for the people of Donegal that here we are for the second Tuesday in a row and we do not have the Minister for Health. We have no indication if he will be in Letterkenny anytime soon. So we're going to bring our Sinn Féin health spokesperson, David Cullinan, to Letterkenny University Hospital now on Thursday. He will show the necessary respect. He will meet with the GPs. He will meet with the consultants. He will listen to their concerns. And they're calling for an independent external review, an urgent review of not just the emergency department operation, but the entire operation of Letterkenny Hospital.
Meanwhile, Deputy Pearse Doherty says patients are suffering as the problems persist.
It does smack of arrogance here that the minister has 2 weeks in a row decided not to come before the Dáil and listen to what myself and Pádraig McLaughlin have to say. And it's not arrogance towards me or Pádraig, it's actually to the people of Donegal. It's to the people tomorrow morning who will be still in chairs or in trolleys in the A&E in Letterkenny. It is the people who have received notification over the last number of whiles that their treatment has been postponed once again. It is the people that are wondering, will they ever get that appointment that they need to see the consultant to deal with an ailment that could have serious impacts on their health. It is those people that the minister has affronted. Deputy McLaughlin pointed out, as he has regularly, the fact is that Donegal, Letterkenny University Hospital, is one of the busiest in terms of inpatients, the sixth busiest in the state, yet in terms of funding, we are the 12th. There's a discrimination at the heart of this. We have said time and time again that this hospital has been kept together by elastic bands and the goodwill of the staff that is there, but bit by bit they are snapping, and they're snapping to the point where the GPs across the county, 78 of them in total, had to come together and say to the minister very clearly that there are serious issues and there could be service collapse. 11 of the consultants have stood out, have put their names to the letter and said that there are serious issues there, and still, as we stand here, unless the minister is going to tell us differently, we still do not know, weeks on, that the minister is going to come to Donegal and listen to those health professionals that are at the front line.
The Minister for Disability has committed to strengthen services for children with a disability currently waitlisted for Children's Disability Network Team Services. The Donegal Special Needs Parents Network met recently with the HSE and set out four emergency measures as a pathway for children to access services. The HSE is now making funding available for disability service providers and community groups who can provide additional and innovative services such as recognised sensory programmes, evidence-based therapies, respite services and additional therapy sessions for service users such as managing challenging behaviours. Minister Anne Rabbitt has welcomed the fund as an initial step by the HSE in developing further supports for families. Joe Corkery, a member of the Special Needs Parents Network, says time remains of the essence to ensure children receive the resources they desperately need.
Our intention is that children receive support and therapy as soon as possible. You know, this is a time-sensitive issue for lots of children. And if the therapy can't be provided through the HSE, then maybe another delivery model needs to be assessed. And, you know, there are resources that are working out there privately. Many of them are ex-HSE employees. You know, so we need to maybe look to see, can we use those?
The parent of a child who was allegedly approached suspiciously by an older man in Strabane last week is urging other parents to be extra careful. Police are investigating the incident, which took place on Friday morning at around 20 past 8, as the boy was walking on Beachmount Avenue. The man, aged in his 60s, possibly older, was driving a black Jeep. The young boy refused the lift and the man drove off towards Strabane Town Centre. Sean told today's 9 till noon show that a different outcome is a scary thought.
The only thing I want to say for them is out there is just be extra careful with your kids. And I mean, Logan certainly won't be walking to school on his own anytime soon. He'll be doing it with his cousins or he'll be getting a lift to and from. And as I say, and just, it's just a bit, I've got a sickening feeling to think that someone could potentially be out there looking to do that, you know. And this day and age, you just don't stop and ask a child for a lift. You don't.
The government has been accused of engaging in a cosmetic row over housing refugees for political purposes. A major row erupted at Cabinet yesterday over the state's refugee accommodation crisis. The government continues to be under severe pressure to find accommodation. In the past 2 years, Ireland has taken in 100,000 people fleeing from Ukraine and a further 20,000 asylum seekers. NTD leader Padraig Tobin says the cabinet row is more about shifting the blame rather than solving the issue.
Now, my worry is that the particular row that's happening at cabinet is actually a cosmetic row. It's more about shifting the issue, the difficulties with regards providing accommodation from one department to another. So instead of we having large numbers of people living in emergency accommodation under Roderick O'Gorman's department, what we'll have is large number of people living in emergency accommodation under Dara O'Brien's department.
The Gaelic of Donegal County Council says being ranked by Lonely Planet as the fourth best place in the world to visit is a significant milestone for Donegal. The county is the only destination in Ireland to be recognised by the renowned travel guide. Lonely Planet commended Donegal for its solitude, wild landscapes, friendly atmosphere and pristine coastal hiking trails along the wild Atlantic Way. Councillor Martin Hardy says the county truly is a hidden gem.
We all know up here how beautiful it is, but it's brilliant that's been recognised now throughout the world as a fantastic place. And it was pretty interesting last week. We done a piece on for Autumn Winter about the hidden gem that Ireland has in Donegal, and this sends that message right throughout the world about the hidden gem that we have here, and a lot of us down to Donegal County Council and the investment and the different infrastructure and different, like the Wild Atlantic Way from Slieve League right across the whole of the Northwest. So it's fantastic news. Great, brilliant. Congratulations to all the staff involved.
As you say, it is testament to all that work. So it's important now to build upon this. And we have seen tourism become a great asset here in the county.
Yeah, tourism is a fantastic asset. It's amazing. Like, I mind talking to the late Dr. Gareth Fitzgerald at the McGill Summer School a number of years back, and at that time, the Donegal County Council was starting to invest more in tourism. And I spoke to him about it at the McGill Summer School. And I said to him about how much tourism could. And he said there's billions of money that can come in from tourism. And we're starting to reap the benefits of that now. But we had to invest in it. And people ask every year, where does their different their property tax and where does different things go to? But this is the co-funding that Donegal County Council has to do on projects. This is where the part of the money goes, and where the reaps the benefits and reaps the rewards now, and the amount of jobs that it creates as well, which is so important.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with football. And Celtic have requested that their fans refrain from displaying Palestinian flags during tonight's Champions League meeting with Atletico Madrid. A large number of Celtic's travelling support at Hearts at the weekend showed their support for Palestine. The Green Brigade fans group have vowed to distribute flags outside Parkhead tonight, but the club do not want them seen inside the ground. Well, Celtic are, of course, bidding for a first one in the group stage against the Madrid outfit this evening. The match kicks off at 8 o'clock, and Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers feels his team have been unlucky not to collect any points so far.
But this time, I think, over the course of the two performances, first one, we sadly were down to 9 men, but even then we showed our spirit and fight in that game, and in the first half showed our quality. In the second game, like I said, I thought we deserved to win the game, but we ended up losing it. So, but like I say, the players will come in very motivated. It'll be an amazing atmosphere for us to be involved in, and I can't wait for it.
In the other match tonight in that group, Feyenoord will play Lazio. Newcastle go for back-to-back wins in the Champions League when German giants Borussia Dortmund visit St James's Park this evening, also at 8 o'clock. Players were seen celebrating tackles in the early stages of their last outing in the competition, where they cruised to a memorable 4-1 victory over Paris Saint-Germain. Boss Eddie Howe wants a similar mindset from his team tonight.
I think that showed where we were mentally. We were pumped for the game, the crowd were pumped for the game, and the two things together created a great thing for us. And I think from our side, it's not lost that we need to create that again.
The other tie in that group is between PSG and AC Milan. Jack Grealish could feature for champions Manchester City away at Young Boys in Bern. That Group G encounter also kicks off at 8 o'clock. The £100 million player has been on the sidelines of late, but City manager Pep Guardiola has reassured the winger of his value to the team.
We need him. He's incredible focus to get back, and he will be back, and we're going to use him when we believe he's going to help us. And of course, he knows, and everybody knows, he's a a competition. So they have to fight with his mates to win a position, to after in the weekend, on the midweek in Champions League, be a friends, to fight, or brothers, to fight against the opponent. So it's a little bit strange to say, but you are like competitors, enemies during the week, and the weekend you have to be brothers.
The other match in that group will involve RB Leipzig and Red Star Belgrade, while in Group H, Barcelona plays Shakhtar Donetsk, and it's Royal Antwerp up against FC Porto. There are also six games in the Championship in England this evening. Leeds United go to Stoke City for an 8 o'clock start, with all the other matches starting at 7:45, including Birmingham City under Wayne Rooney as they take on Hull City. It's Bristol City versus Ipswich Town. Plymouth Argyle will play Sheffield Wednesday. Southampton go to Preston North End, and Rotherham United entertain Coventry City. Everton are facing the prospect of a 12-point Premier League penalty. It's reported today that the Merseyside club have breached the league's profit and sustainability rules. Such a penalty would put Everton in severe danger of relegation to the Championship. The club recorded losses of over £300 million over a three-year period, with a Premier League limit at £105 million. Meanwhile, Everton manager Sean Dyche and their captain Seamus Coleman laid flowers outside Goodison Park in memory of chairman Bill Kenwright, who died at the age of 78. The film and theatre producer had been a board member at Goodison Park for more than three decades. Coleman says Kenwright was full of passion for the club.
He wasn't a chairman who was in the dressing room all the time checking up on us, but when we needed him, when maybe things weren't going so well and he had to show us how much this club meant to us, he could do it in such an inspiring way.
To athletics, Donegal's Katrina Jennings will represent Ireland at the 2023 IAU 50km World Championships, which will take place in India on the 5th of November. Jennings will take her place among the 120 athletes representing 20 federations. The Letterkenny AC star goes into the race as the current European champion after winning the 50k European Championships in Spain last year in a time of 3 hours, 19 minutes and 42 seconds. Well, it's another busy week for teams from the ATU Donegal. First up, the women's soccer side, who were due to play this evening against University Ulster of Jordanstown at the Andalan Sports Field at the college campus. Well, that game has been postponed and will be refixed for a later date. The men's Gaelic footballers are back in convoy facing Queen's University in a double header. The freshers and the seniors will both start at 7:30. Already this week, the ATU men's soccer side took victory in the CUFL Premier Division on Tuesday as Shane Byrne's side beat TU Dublin 4-3 in Letterkenny to book their place in the quarterfinals of the competition. Gabriel Aduuka scored a hat-trick for the ATU in their win this week. In snooker, Aaron Hill was the first man through to the last 16 of the Northern Ireland Open today. The Corkman whitewashed Dylan Emery of Wales 4-0 at the Waterfront Hall. Still to come this evening, Antrim's own Jordan Brown will face Xiang Yuan of China. And finally in cycling, next year's Tour de France will be the first in the race's history to bypass Paris. To avoid a clash with next summer's Olympic Games in the French capital, the race will finish with a time trial in Tunis. The grand depart for next year's race will be in Florence. And that's your sport for today. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And we're turning to some news. The Minister of State for Trade Promotion, Digital and Company Regulation was in Donegal today. Minister Dara Cleary attended the Navigating the Future of Regulation conference at the ATU Letterkenny campus. The event explored regulation and artificial intelligence, regulating health and life sciences, regulating financial services and fintech innovation and collaboration. Investigations are continuing into a public order incident this week in Letterkenny. A man in his 30s was arrested at the scene at around 5 p.m. on Monday. Gardaí say there are no reports of any injuries. Over 26 million euro in advance payments are being made to farmers in Donegal. Agriculture Minister Charney McConnogue has today announced that 7,380 farmers in the county are to benefit under the BISS and CRIS scheme. He says he's unaware of how crucial the payments are, not just for family farm income, but for rural businesses also. And finally, 38 pedestrians have been killed on Irish roads so far this year. 2023 looks set to be the worst year for pedestrian deaths since 2008, with data showing a steep rise over the past 2 years. The RSA and Gardaí launched their October bank holiday safety appeal today, urging motorists to be considerate and vigilant. Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman says the winter months in 2022 were particularly bad.
Our message again for this bank holiday weekend is ask everyone to look out for one another. The clocks are going back, it's getting darker earlier, and we know that the last 3 months of the year, if we look at last year, half of the pedestrian fatalities occurred in the last 3 months of the year, so we know we're moving into those higher risk periods. 58% of pedestrians killed were killed in an urban setting.
Weather now dry in many areas this evening, with cloud increasing and outbreaks of rain moving in later. Cloudy and wet tonight, with outbreaks of rain extending to all areas overnight. Lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Claims paramedics could not cross the border to provide assistance in the aftermath of the Creaslaw explosion due to visa issues have been refuted. Fine Gael Senator Eimear Curry claimed at a meeting of the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly that some Derry-based crews could not attend as paramedics did not have the necessary visas. Over 4,500 people were admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital without a bed this year, according to latest figures from the INMO. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says it's shocking the necessary measures have not been taken by the HSE and individual hospital groups to alleviate overcrowding. The Minister for Disability has committed to strengthen services for children with a disability currently waitlisted for Children's Disability Network Team services. The Donegal Special Needs Parents Network met recently with the HSE and set out 4 emergency measures as a pathway for children to access services. And the parent of a child who was allegedly approached suspiciously by an older man in Strabane last week is urging other parents to be extra careful. Police are investigating the incident, which took place on Friday morning at around 20 past 8 as the boy was walking on Beachmount Avenue. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, October the 25th. The death has taken place of James Doherty, Devlin Moore, Carrigard. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Church Facebook page. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Mick Leach, Fortwell Apartments, Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, and formerly from Ballavor, County Meath. Remains reposing at J.J. McNamee's home at the Cottages, Drumkeen. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment will be in Ballavor Cemetery, County Meath, with a date and time to be confirmed. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Paddy McLaughlin, Davy, Lemmatodder, Glengad. Paddy's remains are reposing at his home. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay Mallon, followed by burial in St Mary's Graveyard, Lag Mallon. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the National Ambulance Service, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of William Willie Bradley, 52, Dr McGinley Villas, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in New Lex Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Con McDade Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.